I'm Leonard Lope. Welcome back to my show. You may not find much to laugh at in the daily paper these days. Even the funnies aren't very funny these days. But a new show claims it's determined to save democracy one laugh at a time. It's called Laughing Liberally, and for one night only, you can see if it's going to work. With me now are Dean Obidala, who will be performing, and Eric Krebs, one of the producers responsible for putting it all together. And I'm very pleased to welcome you both to our show.
Thank you.
Most of the leading Democrats aren't exactly laugh riots. I'm not sure Al Gore and John Kerry even have senses of humor. Is that a reflection of the state of politics today, or are politicians just not all that funny?
Well, as the producer of the show, I have to take issue with you. I think Al Gore is very funny. He's just not all that funny in large public gatherings.
Well, why would he hide that?
I don't think he hides. I think he has a persona that just overtakes him. When he's in a large gathering, but I'm told at small events, cocktail parties, and that he's extremely funny.
Well, you have produced Electra.
Yes, with Zoe Wanamaker.
Laugh Riot, Zoe Wanamaker. You did Langston Hughes' Little Ham, Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth.
Right.
What do you know about comedy?
What do I know about comedy? I love to laugh. I know that I have a liberal agenda in my thinking, and I hope that America will go back towards a liberal agenda. And comedy is a good way to get there.
And you also produced Bill Maher.
Bill Maher was just such a wonderful, wonderful experience. We did only 3 weeks on Broadway, got nominated for Tony Award for Special Project, and he was just terrific. And I became much more interested in comedy. It's much more of the dynamic and energy of young America, perhaps, than theater.
Well, would Bill Maher qualify as a liberal comedian?
According to whom? According to Bill Maher or according to me? I think he would say he's a libertarian, and I'm not quite sure what that means in today's world. But most of his issues are liberal issues, yes.
Dean, are your instincts when you read something in the paper to see something funny in it?
I think so. I mean, you do. You read the normal news, and something comes out that just grabs you. And I mean, I think President Bush, in defense of him, is a very funny man, usually unintentionally. He provides with material. And a lot of times it's not policy. It could be the littlest thing. Like, I heard him recently talking about the Middle East terrorist group Al-Qaeda, which most people say Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda. He now pronounced it, I'm not exaggerating, El-Qaeda. It's gone from a Middle East terrorist group to a Mexican restaurant. He's like, I don't know who's going to start threatening Jose bin Laden. But the point, if you read the news, and even little things like last week, the bin Laden tape came out, which isn't usually grounds for material. But if you look at the tape carefully, he actually endorses a book in it, Rogue Nation by William Bloom. So now bin Laden has a book segment. He's become the Oprah of the Middle East. And I can't wait to his next date. Maybe he'll get up there and say, I threatened the infidels, but first, you've got to check out Dr. Phil's new book, Smart Love. This guy knows a thing or two about relationships.
Let's hope that Rogue Nation is closer to the truth than anything James Frey has written.
Well, yeah.
So can we, at this event, can we expect lots of Bush bashing?
I don't think bashing is the right word, because that's so judgmental that I think it's humor about reality. We'll talk about things. President Bush happens to be the president now. A lot of us have problems with his policies. Comics always make fun of the president. But I think you'll see a lot of issues.
Even Bob Hope used to make fun of Republicans as well as Democrats.
Sure. So we make fun of people in power. You don't make fun of the people powerless. So we make fun of President Bush. I'd say a lot of us, it's a little bit more sincere and passionate because we really have problems with a lot of his policies. I mean, this week, for example, the Patriot Act might expire on Saturday. They don't extend it. But there are issues in there that concern me as an American, not as a Democrat or Republican. For example, any book you take out of the library, the government can find out the name of that book. My question is, honestly, if you think about it, do you think the guys in Al-Qaeda are that short on money that they're going to public libraries and taking books out? And are there books they give them away, like I'm Al-Qaeda, you're Al-Qaeda, or Chicken Soup for the Terrorist Soul?
No, the government's Osama asking for a library card.
That's right. The guy goes,
show out your ID.
Yeah, does he go, would you have a jihad department? I mean, is there a section? No, but it's alarming. They listen to phone calls. They want to know what we're reading. They're subpoenaing Google to see what we're looking for on the internet. What is going on? This is a scary time. There's guys from the old Soviet Union thinking this is intrusive, what we're doing now. I mean, it is unbelievable what this government is gathering on us as individuals, as Americans. And as an American, it concerns me, and my way of dealing with it is through comedy. So that's
But are you concerned about Americans when, according to the latest Time magazine poll, 57% of Americans say they're not following the Jack Abramoff case closely or at all? Is it more difficult to get a laugh when people don't even share a frame of reference?
Let me speak to that for a moment, because one of the issues as the producer of the show is I really want it to be smart. I want it to be broader than Bush bashing. I want it to be a broad sense of liberalism in America. So one of the things that we, my staff, have talked to the comics about is if there are things that the audience may not know about, to set it up with a little background, to give it two or three sentences of lead-in, which I learned, by the way, from Bill Maher when I produced him. If the audience doesn't know what it's about, you can't get a laugh. But as soon as they do, it's much easier. And, of course, our audience going to laughing liberally, we presume, will be a bit more sophisticated than many.
But that's what I guess all of the nighttime shows are doing. They're setting up the jokes. Jon Stewart, Jay
yes.
Leno, David yes. Letterman, by actually giving us a little bit of the real news story. Is that the way you work? Excuse me, as well, Dean?
Yeah, it is. You have to provide a little information. You can assume certain information in your audience, but I have had the pleasure of performing in different parts of the world. I've performed in Dubai and Beirut and Haifa and Ramallah. And the one thing that united people was laughing about something they knew, and that happens to be President Bush. And it's not bashing President Bush when I say people laugh at wherever they are, wherever you are in the world, at things you know. So if they know what it's about, they can laugh. If they don't know the facts, it's hard to make fun of it.
Do you see this also as a way of changing people's minds?
I hope so. I mean, I think the comedy, Eric can speak to it best.
We hope that some comedy will change people's minds if it has an intelligent sort of broadening aspect to it. But there are so many aspects that you just can't go into. Yesterday I had a call, would you believe, from Izvestia in Moscow, live. They had picked up off of one of the feeds that we were doing a laughing liberally show that poked fun not only at Bush but at our whole conservative government, and they wanted to talk live from Moscow. So there is some education going on, yes.
And maybe later you can do a Putin show.
Putin on the Ritz. Sorry.
Good title. Funny. Good title. Eric Krebs is producer of Laughing Liberally, which will be at Town Hall on Saturday the 4th at 8:30. Dean Obadalla is one of the performers. Anybody else that I would recognize?
Possibly. Jim David, Julie Goldman, and Rick Overton, who's coming in from Los Angeles, will be our four featured comedians.
Did you have a problem choosing the best four? Because there are a lot. I would say the majority of comedians are probably more to the left than to the right.
We auditioned a couple of hundred people and then reached out to some established voices such as Dean and Rick Overton and so on, and settled on people who are well established, who've been at it for 20 years, rather than trying to create new voices right now.
Now, Dean, do you think that part of your comic sense grows out of the odd circumstances of your background? Your father's a Palestinian, your mother's a Sicilian.
Yes.
That, I would imagine, would predispose you to find certain kinds of things humorous.
You can't help that when you have a Palestinian father. I grew up, and my father's Muslim, my mom's Catholic, so I grew up in two different religions, two different cultures. So it was a very interesting time, but it makes me follow probably the Middle East a little bit more closely than my fellow comics. I mean, even like the elections in Iraq. That just happened. You know, things that are going on in the
world.
What
funny can you say about the elections in Iraq?
To me, I think it takes a lot of courage to run for office in Iraq because it makes you a target. And I kept trying to picture the campaign ads in Iraq. Like, you turn on TV, it's like, hello, my name is Walid. I'm running for president of Iraq, and I just want to say this to my fellow Iraqis. Please do not vote for me. I don't want to die. Do you know who you should vote for? Samir. He is much better than I am. I will steal things. I won't come in. I come in late. I have shawarma breath. You don't want me in the office. But you try to make a point through comedy, through the Laughing Liberally, through my comedy as an Arab American. It's so all a sense of activism at the same time as entertaining.
You were a practicing lawyer for many
years. I was, painfully.
I've never thought of lawyers as being a particularly jocular type. Have I missed something?
That's why I quit, I think, basically. I think you're 100% right. Most lawyers aren't funny, and I think it's part of the...
They're usually the butt of jokes.
They usually are the butt of, and I'm from New Jersey, so I have New Jersey jokes, I'm a lawyer, I had lawyer jokes, Arab, I have Arab and Muslim jokes. I mean, I've been the butt of so much that comedy is my way of dealing with tense times and trying to diffuse stereotypes and diffuse tension through using comedy.
I understand that at one point your day job was as lawyer for Saturday Night Live. The lawyer for Saturday Night
Not
Live.
Not the lawyer. Actually,
a lawyer.
Doing rights and clearance, which is to make sure we have the rights to use certain clips on air. So that was fun because it was like going to comedy school at the same time. I'm working in a bastion of American comedy, an institution, and you learn a lot from the writers, the cast members, everyone there. But I'll tell you, I think Laughing Liberally will give Saturday Night Live a run for its money.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope.
Well, there's a big leap from doing Saturday Night Live to doing stand-up. Stand-up, you're out there all alone.
Yes.
And it people don't laugh at your first three jokes, you're in trouble.
They don't laugh at your first joke, you could be in trouble. Three, they could be chased off the stage. You could be by three. No, you got to get a laugh. Joke one is the number one joke, and you go from there. I mean, you try to get them on your side. I'll talk about my mom being Italian, ask people if they can relate to that, like if they've been to the Olive Garden, you know, things, little jokes to bring people in, or you talk about your, make fun of yourself. But you want to get people laughing right from the beginning. And then you can open them, their minds up. If they like you, you can talk about the tougher issues.
Well, I imagine you were sensitive about your parents when you were growing up. When did you, were you able to make the transition from being sensitive to using them as comic material?
Are you inferring I'm insensitive to my parents at this point?
Of course.
I'm not insensitive to my parents. I love
Mike
my parents
Wallace is
very
coming
much.
On in a few minutes. But, I'm preparing.
I know. I care about my parents a great deal. But as you get older, you look at things differently. And my father having an accent growing up in Lodi, New Jersey, where there were two ethnic groups. You were either Italian or you were my father. That was the entire two groups. It was very interesting for him to deal with the children. The other kids would come and meet my dad. They're like, yo, Mr. Obadala, how you doing? What's going on? My father's stunned. He's like, I don't know. What is going on? My wife tells me nothing. What is going on? The kid's like, your dad's such a freaking weird accent. Where's he from? I'm like, well, he was born in Palestine. And they're like, oh, southern Jersey. So the confusion of my childhood has been the basis for comedy. It's how I deal with everything. I mean, it's comedy. Is my, if I was a singer, I would sing a song. If I was a poet, I'd write a poetry. Here, I'd do my little comedy, make people laugh, and hopefully make them think at the same time.
Now, Eric, I mentioned some of the plays that you've produced. Pretty impressive.
Yes.
You also founded not only the John Houseman, but also the Douglas Fairbanks Theater.
Yes, off-Broadway, the Houseman in Fairbanks.
But you also had a thing called Drinking Liberally.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Well, here we go, a little nepotism here. My son, Justin, who's 27, is living that wonderful life of those thousands of smart activist kids in the West 40s Hell's Kitchen. And he, with some of his friends, developed this thing called Drinking Liberally, which is recognizing that the energy among these 20-somethings is always social. It can be political, it can be economic, but it's always social.
But isn't the message of Drinking Liberally one that would suggest alcoholism is okay?
I wouldn't think so. If you drink liberally, you are drinking with like-minded progressive thinkers who are speaking about major issues while they're swilling down, saving democracy one pint at a time.
And if the Democrats are probably getting drunk as skunks because the situation is so awful. So
the other aspect of that, by the way, is that Drinking Liberally has expanded now, has 130 affiliated clubs throughout the country, including, you know, mid-Texas. So it's really become a part of the network of liberal activities for young people getting engaged in politics.
Dean, will you be watching the State of the Union address looking for material?
I will be, definitely. That's one of the he's a great comedy writer, President Bush. He's written so much material for all of us. And I think I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to talk about tonight. And I'm sure I won't be shocked. I'm sure it'll be defending listening to phone conversations and the Patriot Act and continuing with Iraq. But we'll see. Maybe there'll be something comedic in there.
Well, there was a time when the press used to report his mistakes, although that would not occur during the State of the Union address. He'll be reading that. And they don't do that anymore. Do you ever wonder why?
Well, I think part of it, he's learned. You remember he used to mispronounce those big multisyllabic words? They're gone. It's very simple. Now it's like Saddam Hussein, bad man. That's simple. That's what he's doing. He's going with his strengths. But, you know, his approval ratings the lowest they've been at 42% nationally. New York State, seriously, 29% approval rating right now. Yeah, statistically, herpes has a higher approval rating than President Bush in the state of New York right now.
Well, that bodes well for you, Eric, because you're producing this show.
Yeah, sure does.
If all the people who disapprove, I guess, were to show up, you'd have a huge hit on your hands.
Well, laughing liberally on the week of the State of the Union address holds great hope, I think, for all of our comics.
And it's just a one-shot?
No, our hope is to develop it into both an off-Broadway show that will play regularly in New York, a touring show. We even talk about a digital library where people can go to and read this material.
Meanwhile, Laughing Liberally will be at Town Hall, 123 West 43rd Street, this Saturday, the 4th, at 8:30. If you want more information, tickets are at 212-730-2423 or at www.laughingliberally.com. My great thanks to Eric Krebs and to Dean Obadala, who will be one of the performers, for being on our show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.